The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Folks, you see why I have that as a bumper piece? You've heard those words played over and over and over and over again. And when I first started playing that bumper, people are going, well, why are you playing that? Well, this is before the banking crisis, before the meltdowns, before the unemployment, before the sellout. You just on and on it goes. I want to stick this in here real quick. This is from a news agency. And a little story here about a sergeant has 2 days left before he has to go back to Iraq. And he had a little problem in the airport with the TSA.
An Action News exclusive. He fought in Iraq only to be attacked here on U.S. soil.
I'm defending my life here.
A soldier squares off with Metro Police at McCarran International Airport. You won't believe what happens next.
The look in his eyes was just
rage.
It is a violent clash caught on video. You will only see it right here on Action News.
And tonight it has the Metro Police Department facing some tough questions about its use of force. Action News reporter Ben Deasy has more in an exclusive Contact 13 investigation.
It's NASCAR weekend, just days before Sergeant Mark England's National Guard unit is about to deploy. England comes to Las Vegas for a little fun before going off to war, but ends up finding himself in combat right here. Blow after blow. In the middle of McCarran Airport, the man swinging in this grainy video is a Metro cop. But is the man he's hitting a criminal or a security threat?
This is the Army Commendation Medal that I received for my service in Iraq.
Sergeant Mark England has seen more combat than many in the National Guard. He served in Bosnia and more recently Iraq. He's a medic.
We saw, you know, sick people, hurt people, did that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we went on patrol with line units where we went out looking for the insurgents.
But Mark's wife, Juliana, says she's most troubled by the violence he faced here on American soil.
I was concerned because after I saw him and knew the injuries he had, that they didn't check him out. You know, they slapped a couple Band-Aids on him and said, c'est la vie.
Now, see it for yourself for the first time in this video shot by security cameras at McCarran Airport. That's Mark England. When he tries to make it through security with a bottle of Sprite, a TSA agent pulls him out of line and then pulls rank on him.
So he goes, well, you're a sergeant in the Army. I go, yes, sir. And he goes, well, I'm a lieutenant in the Army.
When England asks to see his military ID, the TSA agent refuses.
And I looked at him and I said, sir, with all due respect, that's effed up. Using the big F word.
England thought that was the end of it until he got to his gate and found out his plane had left without him. He says the soldier in him wanted answers, so he went back to talk with the TSA supervisor.
It was important to him. I said, let it go. You know, he's probably just some jerk that works at the airport.
Juliana.
But Mark England didn't let it go. He didn't get violent with the TSA people. He just simply was asking, why did you do this? And they beat the living snot out of this guy. Busted ribs, busted his eye. He received more injuries at the hands of the police than he ever had in Bosnia or Iraq. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Sorry about that, folks. As I said, so many hats to wear, so little time before between breaks. All right, here's the conclusion of this. And this is sad. As they describe the one, as Mr. England describes the one cop, that he just had absolute rage in his eyes against a veteran.
England says it's hard for her to think about what happened next. This is a surveillance video, and that's the Metro cop who came over when Mark England returned to the security checkpoint. He walks England off screen, but we pick him up on a different camera. There they are at the top of your picture. Watch as the Metro officer pulls out his police baton. With a flourish, he spins the weapon and starts to swing.
The look in his eyes was just
rage.
The beating is severe, according to England. He says he came away with a black and bloodied eye, three fractured ribs, cuts and scrapes all over his arms. And it's not long before the Metro officer has backup. That's his help running through the picture, and that's a taser gun he's drawing. Watch again as England's body crumples to the ground. That's when he says he was hit by the taser's crippling bolt of electricity.
It's indescribable. It's every single nerve cell in your body being lit on fire.
England claims the officer shot him not once, but three times with the taser gun. In a statement today, Metro told me it's all the subject of a, quote, ongoing internal affairs investigation. They said, we've reviewed the surveillance tape and do not believe our officers acted outside policy. Until now, we've been focusing on that confrontation here at the top of the screen. But the airport security camera isn't the only witness to all of this. Here in the foreground, a third Metro officer has arrived. And he reacts much differently than you or I would to what he's seeing.
The Metro officer is talking to a TSA agent about what's happening. You can see him mimic England's collapse with his hand and then practically skip away from the conversation.
Yeah,
they're just laughing about it.
It's been 2 months since Sergeant Mark England had his run-in with Metro Police. He still hasn't been charged with any crime. And he says he hasn't been able to deploy back to Iraq either, partly because of the injuries he got here at McCarran Airport.
The weekend before I'm supposed to ship out with my guys, I get my ribs caved in, and now I'm non-deployable.
Meanwhile, the two officers involved are still on the job, even while Metro's internal investigation is continuing. Metro says they are investigating this incident thoroughly. The FBI also taking a look at this case. Steve?
Now, if... And this is Metro Police Las Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, that's what the commercials say. You know, this wonderful little sin city set up by the mobsters. And I'm not talking Al Capone type. I'm talking about our our brethren of this planet, that little Zionists that they are, yes. But if they will do this to a man that's going to Vegas for a few hours of R&R before he has to go back into the S capital, capital S with a hit. That's what they call it. Going back to the stuff. This is what happens to them. Now, do you have any doubt that they'll be doing this en masse to people? This is the psychology. You heard what they said. Well, we're reviewing the policy, but we didn't see anything wrong with the policy as far as we're concerned. Beating a man that, and the video was very grainy, but you didn't see any blows offered by Mr. England to any of these cops. So if he resisted whatsoever, it was probably to protect himself from the baton-wielding one while the other one was waiting in the wings to taser him. And then it wasn't over. When they got him down, they kicked him and beat him some more. And these guys are still on the force. And I know the anger that this stirs and churns up in people. You know, your immediate gut reaction is to go grab this cop and go beat him to within an inch of his life and just ask the obvious question. How does that feel? Do you like that? Do you think that was legal or lawful or even moral or ethical, what I just did to you? But they're going to review the policy. They're still on the force, still collecting a paycheck. Does that tell you the mindset of their non-elected chief of police? I hope that it sends a very clear message. I'm going to get into this, and I hope I'm able to finish this before I bring up Lucinda from Texas Ready. And this was an article that was in Rolling Stone. Matt Taibbi, which has his head screwed on straight, he just uses a little bit more colorful metaphors to do a description because it is Rolling Stone. But he writes, he says, over a drinks at a bar on a dreary, snowy night in Washington this past month, a former Senate investigator laughed as he polished off his beer. Everything's effed up, and nobody goes to jail, he said. That's your story right there. Hell, you don't even have to write the rest of it. Just write that. I put it down in my notebook. Just that? That's right, he said, signaling to the waitress for the check. Everything's effed up, and nobody goes to jail. You can end the piece right there. Nobody goes to jail? This is the mantra of the financial crisis era. one that saw virtually every major bank and financial company on Wall Street embroiled in obscene criminal scandals that impoverished millions and collectively destroyed hundreds of billions, in fact, trillions of dollars of the world's wealth. And nobody went to jail. Nobody, that is, except maybe Bernie Madoff, the flamboyant and pathological celebrity con artist whose victims happen to be other rich and famous people. This article appeared the March 3rd issue of Rolling Stone. And Tabby continues, the rest of them, all of them, got off. Not a single executive who ran the companies that cooked up and cashed in on the phony financial boom and the industry-wide scam that involved the mass sale of mismarked, fraudulent mortgage-backed securities has ever been convicted. Their names by now are familiar to even most casual middle American news consumers. Companies like AIG, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley. Notice those names? Same people that back Barack Obama and are backing Mitt Romney. They're going to pay for the fix to continue. Now, most of these firms were directly involved in elaborate fraud and theft. Lehman Brothers hid billions in loans from its investors. Bank of America lied about billions in bonuses. Goldman Sachs failed to tell their clients how it put together the born-to-lose toxic mortgage deals it was selling. And what's more, many of these companies had corporate chieftains whose actions cost investors billions. From AIG Derivatives chief Joe Cassano, who assured investors they would not lose even $1 just months before his unit imploded, to the $263 million in compensation that the former Lehman chief, Dick the Gorilla Fuld, conveniently failed to disclose, yet not one of them has faced time behind bars. Well, then comes the invasion of the home snatchers. Instead, the Fed regulators and prosecutors have let the banks and finance companies that tried to burn the world economy to the ground get off with carefully orchestrated settlements, whitewash jobs that involve the firms paying pathetically small fines without even being required to admit wrongdoing. To add insult to injury, the people who actually committed the crimes almost never pay the fines themselves. Banks caught defrauding their shareholders often use shareholder money to foot the tab of justice. According to Jed Rakoff, a federal judge in the Southern District of New York, he said if the allegations in these settlements are true, it's management buying its way off cheap from the pockets of their victims. Well, to understand the significance of this, one has to think carefully about the efficacy of fines as a punishment for the defendant pool that includes the richest people on earth, people who simply get their companies to pay their fines for them. Conversely, one has to consider the powerful deterrent to further wrongdoing that the state is missing by not introducing this particular class of people to the experience of incarceration. You put Lloyd Blankfein, and I'm going to try to do this delicately, you put Lloyd Blankfein in a pound-me-in-the-butt prison for a six-month term, and all this BS would stop. All over Wall Street, says one former congressional aide. That's all it would take, just once. But that hasn't happened, because the entire system set up to monitor and regulate Wall Street itself is all screwed up. Just ask the people who tried to do the right thing. And he writes about the Wall Street's naked swindle. He says, now here's how regulation of Wall Street is supposed to work. To begin with, there's a semi-gigantic list of public and quasi-public agencies ostensibly keeping their eye on the economy. A dense alphabet soup of banking, insurance, savings and loans, securities and commodities regulators, like the Fed Reserve, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Office of Comptroller of Currency, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, as well as supposedly self-regulating organizations like the New York Stock Exchange. All these outfits by law can at least begin the process of catching and investigating financial criminals, though none of them has prosecutorial powers. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. We'll have to do a lot of fast talking here. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The relationship between SEC and DOJ is necessarily close, even symbiotic. Since financial crime fighting requires a high degree of financial expertise, and since the typical drug and terrorism-obsessed FBI agent can't balance his own checkbook, let alone tell a synthetic CDO from a credit default swap, the Justice Department ends up leaning heavily on the SEC's army of 1,100 number-crunching investigators to make their cases. In theory, it's a well-oiled tag-team affair. Billionaire Wall Street commits fraud, and the New York Exchange catches on and tips off the SEC. The SEC works the case and delivers it to Justice, and Justice Perp walks the guy out of Nobu into a Crown Victoria and off to 36 months of push-ups, license plates, and making and Salisbury steak. Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. But a veritable mountain of evidence indicates that when it comes to Wall Street, the justice system not only sucks at punishing financial criminals, it has actually evolved into a highly effective mechanism for protecting financial criminals. This institutional reality has absolutely nothing to do with politics or ideology. It takes place no matter who's in office or which party is in power. To understand how the machinery functions, you have to start back at least a decade ago, as case after case of financial malfeasance was pursued too slowly or not at all, fumbled by a government bureaucracy that's too often is on a first-name basis with its targets. Indeed, the shocking pattern of non-enforcement with regard to Wall Street is so deeply ingrained in Washington that it raises a profound and difficult question about the very nature of our society. whether we have created a class of people whose misdeeds are no longer perceived as crimes, almost no matter what those misdeeds are. And the SEC and the Justice Department have evolved into a bizarre species of social surgeon serving this non-jailable class. Not to an administering punishment and justice, but at finding and removing criminal responsibility from the bodies of the accused. The systematic lack of regulation has left even the country's top regulators frustrated. Lynn Turner, a former chief accountant for the SEC, laughs darkly at the idea that the criminal justice system is broken when it comes to Wall Street. She says, "I think you've got a wrong assumption that we even have law enforcement agency when it comes to Wall Street." In the hierarchy of the SEC, the chief accountant plays a major role in working to pursue misleading and phony financial disclosures. Turner held that post a decade ago, when one of the most significant cases was swallowed up by the SEC bureaucracy in the late 90s, the agency had an open and shut case against Rite Aid drugstore chain, which was using diabolical accounting tricks to cook their books. But instead of moving swiftly to crack down on such a scam, the SEC shoved the case into the deal with it later file. The Philadelphia office literally did nothing with the case for a year. Very much like the New York office with Madoff, the Rite Aid case dragged on for years, and by the time it was finished, similar accounting fiascos at Enron and WorldCom had exploded into full-blown financial crisis. The same was true for another SEC case that presaged the Enron disaster. The agency knew that appliance maker Sunbeam was using the same kind of accounting scams to systematically hide losses from their investors. But in the end, the SEC's punishment for Sunbeam CEO, Al Chainsaw Dunlap, he's called, wildly regarded as one of the biggest buttheads in the industry, in the history of American finance, was a fine of $500,000. Dunlap's net worth at the time was an estimated $100 million. The SEC also barred Dunlap from ever running a public company again, forcing him to retire with a mere $99.5 million. Dunlap passed his time collecting royalties from his self-congratulatory memoir, its title, Mean Business. The pattern of inaction towards shady deals on Wall Street grew worse and worse after Turner left. So, you know, folks, the criminals are covering up for themselves. And they know, this better than anybody on planet Earth. They start peeling the layers back on this onion. People are going to cry for some sort of retribution, justice. Who's going to go to jail? What was actually done? Who was at fault? Who aided and abetted in this criminality? Ben Bernanke, please, Ben, answer me this. Where did $6 trillion go? I don't know. Oh, well, it's all right there. You know, these feds audit it all the time. Really? How would I see how Barack Obama's budget has been for how many days has he been in office now? Almost finishing up his fourth year here? Yeah. How can I go to a congressman to complain about his budget or what Congress is doing when Congress has not even proposed a budget all the while that Barack Obama has been in office? Why? Why do you want to cut the sweet water coming out of this well? Let's not bollocks this thing up by talking about budgets. Then that means that, well, there's numbers drawn and fingers could be pointed if we went over budget. There is no budget. How in the God's green earth do you do a budget of one of the biggest heists by the Federal Reserve through the United States government? You can't name names. You can't call this criminality. You're trying to prevent that other shoe from dropping. You're holding your breath that some bright individual is going to come along and find a fix for these worldwide failed economies. And as we all know, there is no way to fix it. The only thing that they're doing is bailing out a debt system with what? More debt.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Mobile Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, there was something I wanted to get in here real quick before I bring the seed lady on. Five great sentences, folks, and the world's money masters are trying to make us believe that they just need a little help and everything's going to be okay. Well, and this goes for our government as well. Five great sentences. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealth out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from somebody else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. And five, when half of the people get the idea that when they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, that is the beginning of the end of any nation. And by the way, the last virtue of any grand republic is the virtue of tolerance. And how much longer are we going to tolerate this, of the stripping of all of our hard-earned labors? Dark times are coming, but one of the things that we do around here is we get people ready for the inevitable. Hate to be the bringer of bad news. Wished I could tell you, hey, it's sunny skies down here in Texas, and it's not even 100 degrees, and everything is just fine. Yep, the sky is still blue and water still wet, but we're in a whole world of hurt. I've got the seed lady with me. Hello, Lucinda. How are
Hi,
you doing?
John.
Hi.
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you again.
Well, I had your boss on last week, your partner, and I said to him, I said, you know, there's a lot of things that people do not understand about gardening, about preserving, what seeds are, what seeds should I get, what situation, the environment, what do I need to do to plant my seeds, and there is a whole lot that people have to depend on other people to know, think they know what they're doing. But are people willing to do that? Well, I like to work with companies that are trustworthy and really know the game. And you're one of the people, and you're right here in Texas. And I've got a million and one questions. But the first thing I want to ask you, Seed Lady, is these are non-GMO foods. These are open-pollinated seeds. They're fresh. The plant rate, or when you stick the little seed in the ground and you germinate, the germination rate is extremely high, which tells me it is a good strain of seeds.
That's right. We exceed the U.S. Department of Agriculture minimum requirement for each breed of seeds. And once I get the seed, I examine it myself and plant it. We have test gardens. We've actually tested about 1,000 different breeds to get down to the 80 that we've selected for the kit.
Well, and how long do seeds? Now, once that you package these seeds up and they're sent out to the customer, how long is the shelf life of a seed?
Boy, that is a great question. We say 4 to 6 years because we're going to be extremely conservative. We know that this is a life and death matter. Potentially, and so you're going to find people all over the map on this on the Internet. I've even seen as high as 50 years. Now, that is ridiculous. Is it possible that one of the seed breeds is going to last that long? Sure it is. But this is a collection of seeds, and you're going to be eating on this, providing nutrition for your family, hopefully from now till eternity. So in one sense, we say 4 to 6 years. That means that you've never even pulled it off your pantry shelf. But on the other hand, if you put it to work right away, John, you will never, ever run out of seeds. It's a one-time expense.
And that's what people have got to understand. Now, okay, so we say that the max here on the seed shelf life is 6 years.
Right.
So, but what you just said is the follow-up and why this is so important to start your growing with good seed. As you said, you do in your test gardens, you track and trace, and you make sure that this is all that it can be. You package them, and folks, it's the most unique package that you will ever receive in your life. And thank you guys for sending the Texas Ready seeds down to me.
Oh, good.
I got
I'm glad that you received them.
I got it yesterday. I opened up the box, and there is a reconditioned ammo box. Which is makes great sense because it's easy to transport, it's painted, it's got the Texas Ready logo on the side, and it's got the rubber seal on the inside to protect it against moisture.
That's right.
And what a wonderful, I mean, it's a self-contained little carry kit. That itself is unique. But
well,
what,
it's worth $20 right there just for the case.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a kit that will withstand rodents and other vermin, mm-hmm. and we couldn't think of anything better than a metal, you know, ammo can.
Well, and like I said, they're all reconditioned. You're not going to get some rusty old tin can that you go to pick it up. And no, this is all top-shelf stuff. Okay, so people are, now they're in a position, Seed Lady, that, well, it sounds like a good idea. I think I'll start a garden. Well, they're still thinking. What do I do first? Now, in every part of the country, you have different climates, you have different rainfall, you have different soil conditions, you have different mineral content in the soil. I mean, the list goes on.
That's true, and that's especially because less than 5% of Americans know how to garden properly. There's many different good gardening methods, no argument there. But the one that I like to have everybody start with is called the square foot gardening method. It was popularized by Mel Bartholomew, a civil engineer that really knew his stuff. And this has been tested for over 25 years in climates all over the world. And my experience, because he starts with perfect soil, and right there you're going to save 3 to 5 years. I can fix any soil using all sorts of chemistry and amendment techniques. But for a beginning gardener, that's just too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not even have that kind of time to, you know, get our soil to optimum chemical receptivity. So I really like the fact that in the Square Foot Gardener book, there is an actual recipe for perfect dirt. And that way you're not running around doing soil tests and wondering if you've got enough iron or magnesium or trace elements or this or that. Yes, the soil is going to be perfect. It's one-third vermiculite, one-third peat, and one-third compost from five sources. That will get you to the place of perfect soil for the beginning gardener.
Now,
but
when you say square foot gardening, now mm-hmm. what does that look like?
That is on a grid pattern. I would really recommend the book. It's a couple hundred pages with loads of pictures, and it presumes that you know zero about gardening, but does not presume that you're an idiot or incompetent. And it's, you know, that balance
yeah.
is kind of nice.
Can you read, and do you have reading comprehension?
Yeah, it's a 12-year-old could do this. It's very interactive. The guy's humorous, so he's very engaging. I would say this would be the number one book if you hadn't been gardening all your life. It gets you off to a good start.
Do you have that book available?
Oh, we absolutely do. That's one of the ones that comes in our six-person kit, which I believe that we sent to you last week. So you should have received a couple books in that kit. And so that will get you off to a great start. Now, if you don't want to do that mixing of that soil recipe that I just spoke of, you can actually buy Ladybug Square Foot Gardening Soil. Ladybug is the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to ladybug.com, plug in your zip code, and up will pop up the three or four nurseries in your area where you can go get the proper dirt.
Well, down here in Texas, especially in Central Texas, now Texas is kind of a unique state. We've got desert. We've got conifer-laden East Texas. We've got the kind of hill country here that's kind of a mix between, there's a little soil covering them rocks, and then there ain't.
Mm.
A lot of people down here in Texas, if you're lucky to be someplace where there is any soil whatsoever that you can till up and condition and compost and get ready to grow something in, but then you get into the insects that are just sitting around with bated breath just waiting to chew into something. So down here they do what's called a box garden where it's 2x12s and it's actually above ground.
Right, and that's the method that Mel has pioneered. So we really recommend that.
Okay.
Raised bed gardening is what they call it
in another area of the country. Didn't know what it was. Now you do something else because what I'm describing to the listeners here is a kind of a total care shop. You know, you guys just don't sell seeds and that's it. Well, you know, here's a book. But you are also there to help people along. But I noticed something that you have done that I've not seen anybody else do, and that's take in consideration different climates, different parts of the country. You even have your seed kits broken down into regions as to what has the best chance of germination and coming to full fruition and ripening of whatever you're growing.
That's true. If you're, say, in Colorado Springs, you're at a high altitude. You have a very short growing season. So you're not going to want a watermelon that's going to take 115 days to develop. You know, that's just not going to work for you. You're going to want beans that are going to mature in about 50 days, no later than 50 days,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And so, yes, we have different breeds of seeds to maximize whatever the growing bandwidth is of where you are located. So just tell us where your final bug out place is going to be, and that's what we will gear the seed kit for that region.
Well, and also people have to consider, and I know for them it's, I can remember my grandmother. Everybody had a grandmother or a great-grandmother. They remember going over to their house, and when you sat down to dinner, it all tasted good. And you as a child didn't really care what it came from. And why did you need to care? Your job was just to get hungry, sit down, and eat good food. But I can remember my grandmother growing all of her vegetables, tomatoes, everything in her own garden, and she had a nice little green thumb. And those days, and I can remember her preserving, once fall came around, this was up in Pennsylvania, so that's not a huge growing season up there, not as bad as some places, but in the fall, early fall, she was preserving, canning, putting things away for the winter. This is a lost art. Just as gardening and growing your own food to a lot of people, the only thing they know is jump in the car. Geez, I've got to brave the traffic and go to the grocery store. Then I've got to lug all those things into the house without ever giving a thought what happens when those shelves go bare. Or the cost of what is on that shelf is beyond your reach.
Well, that's why we've included, it as part of our educational materials, a book on canning. And indeed, that skill set is coming back into vogue, just like gardening is. This is a book of about 400 different current recipes with ingredients and that we use today, and beautiful pictures to help you improve your canning skills. Most people don't realize, John, that we eat about 325 quarts of food a year per person. Now, 150 of that can come out of the garden, but that still leaves about 200 quarts of food that we've got to get from someplace. And in a self-sustaining survival, you know, mode, a lot of that food is going to come through canning or maybe fresh venison or something like that. So we're going to have the lids, the jars, and the know-how, you know, on hand.
Well, we even, I didn't think this was possible, but we did it at home. We put our own butter up.
That's neat.
Yeah, I mean, and this is gratifying because, you know, if you ever ask a farmer, you know, why do you do what you do? Almost to the person, they will tell you, have you ever put your fingers in the soil? Have you ever planted something and then watch it grow? Have you ever been there from planting to harvesting? If you don't know what that is like to do that, then you'll not understand anything that I tell you. And it's one of the most gratifying things. People can actually have fun. Yeah, is it work? Well, of course it is. But here you're in total control of putting that non-GMO openly high, you know. You're in total control. You're there from beginning to end of the process. And what it gives you is a satisfaction and the knowledge that you'll be able to replicate that and survive another year.
Well, that's right, John. And the great hope is, I mean, people do fear, you know, am I going to be able to provide for my family? And I want to give them a message of total hope. There is abundance in the garden. And if one variety doesn't work so well this year, that's why we've got 80. So something else is going to come in, you know, like gangbusters and be able to provide for your family. And the good news is that each and every family can, even on a quarter-acre subdivision lot, produce a minimum of 2,000 pounds of food to get them throughout that year.
A quarter-acre, that's how many feet by how many feet?
Well, that's about 11,000 square foot total. That's the typical subdivision lot throughout America today.
Okay.
So that would include like a 2,400 square foot house and garage.
Mm-hmm.
We take into consideration the driveway in the front yard, of which you may not be wanting to do all the gardening, the heavy gardening. But a few watermelons in the front yard wouldn't, you know, be a bad idea, assuming your HOA will allow you to do that.
And assuming your neighbors don't steal your melons.
Well, yeah. You know, here's the deal, and that is a great fear. I'm going to, you know, put all this energy and effort in, and then when it all hits the fan, I got neighbors that'll hop the fence, and I'm not going to shoot my neighbors, potentially. So the remedy is right now, as you're gardening, you take them a zucchini, a quart of potatoes, or whatever, and then the next time you go over there and dump off some zucchini and tomatoes, you take a plant with you. And you take your trowel and you find a little spot in their yard and you get them, you convert them into gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Gardening is the back door into survival training.
It is an important subject. That's why I wanted you to get you on the air, because a lot of people are now coming to the realization that, wait a minute, I'm watching food prices go through the roof. I know hyperinflation has not hit yet, but it's right on the horizon. And when that starts to happen with your devalued dollars, that you may not have many of them left, it's like anything else. What can I convert these Federal Reserve notes into to give me an insurance policy that's going to greatly enhance my chance of survival. And one,
that's right.
And one of the things, and I'm, if I can, I'm going to carry you past the break here, Seed Lady.
Perfect.
Okay, so break's coming up here in just about 30 seconds. But I want people to understand that is now is the time to make a decision. You've got to take the first step. The first step is obtaining seeds that are going to grow. They'll help you condition the soil, get it prepped and ready to go. Whatever area of the country you're in, they've already pre-selected the seeds and are going to grow the best there. So roll up the sleeves, a little bit of elbow grease. You're going to be able to plant and harvest, and you're going to be in total control of this. That's the neat thing. You're going to learn the tools of survival. So you're not going to have to depend on those overpriced foods, even if you have the money, even if the food's at the grocery store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talking to the Seed Lady, the website, ladies and gentlemen, is TexasReady.net. And I will only say this about Texas Ready. They are Texas, folks. Okay? They are Texas. Seed Lady, I could go yes, on sir. For I could go on for another half hour with you, but what is if people do not have computer, they can't email you? Is there a phone number in which they can contact you, people?
Sure, 832-493-1357. And so if you have some gardening questions before you're my customer, after you're my customer, it doesn't matter. I want you ready. Monday through Thursday, I will field your gardening questions. And usually in a few minutes, we can get it answered. If not, I'm willing to do a little research and get back with you. But there are answers for your gardening questions.
All right.
We want you to succeed.
Well, and we want them to survive. The trick for a lot of people, and they yet don't realize this because... And this is very strange to say, Lucinda, but we are still in some fairly good times as to compared to what I see coming. So a lot of people have not snapped to the idea that, wait a minute, this sounds like it should be necessary for me to do. Well, the first thing you need to do is to make a call, to get your seeds, to get on the road, to start educating yourself, because you and your family are going to have to depend on it. And my prediction here, along with some of the world's most noted, is, we're in 100% mode here for worldwide depression. And it's not going to be like 1929, folks. It's going to be a whole lot worse. So whatever we do today to make sure to ensure that we have some insurance for tomorrow, you've got to start today. That phone number again.
832.
Yes.
493. 1357.
And
John, the reason they've got to get the heirloom open pollinated seeds mm-hmm. is what they have available to them at feed stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, Kmart, Walmart. Those seeds are in general hybridized, meaning they grow a good first garden, but most of the seed will become sterile like a mule, or it will not produce true to type. And you cannot depend on your food future with that kind of an uncertain seed. So that's the issue. They've got to think about open-pollinated heirloom seeds so they can gather up, dry, and then replant in the spring.
And you have a continued, I mean, these genetically, they're the same the next growing season. You harvest the seeds, you plant, you harvest, you put the seeds back. One start of good seeds will give you good seeds for the rest of your life for planting.
That's correct.
Ah. By the way, I did not know that. A mule is sterile, really?
Yep.
I did. Hey, you learn something every day. I did something come out of left field for me. All right, hey, look, Seed Lady, continued success. I know where your heart's at. I know how well you do your job, and now you listeners to this network, specifically this program, now you know as well. Pick up the phone at number 832-493-1357. Go over to the website, texasready.net. Take a look and give them a call. Hey, Seed Lady, thank you very much.
Thank you, John, and all your listeners as well.
All right.
Happy gardening.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. I promised I'd get her in there. Boy, she's got such a nice voice. Very easy to listen to. Yeah, and from what I hear, she's as nice as her voice sounds. All right. Thanks for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow with a Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. Thank you very much for being here today.